NBC Little Theater, starring Gerald Moore and Betty Lou Gerson. Did you ever stop to think that some of the most important things that ever happened to you took place in one brief moment? Some of these brief moments we bring to life again tonight and in the weeks to come on the stage of our little theater. So gently hear and kindly judge our play. It was a night of triumph for Paul Orman, the actor. His play had opened a sensational hit. But more important than all this, he fears he is about to lose the woman he loves to her husband.
Paul, darling.
Oh, I've missed you.
Darling, why did you come here? Are you out of your mind?
Could be.
But John will see you. We're having a party tonight. Darling, you must go. I've arranged everything for us. You're going to ruin it.
Darling, the worst thing you can do to an actor is not ask about his play on opening night.
Oh, forgive me. How was it?
Smash.
And you?
At my best. Of
course you would be. I'm so glad. But, Paul, you must leave now. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're a liar, Madeline.
What?
You're going to Canada tomorrow with your husband to hunt moose.
Good evening, Mr. Orman.
How do you do?
Madeline, I didn't know you were expecting the celebrated Mr. Orman tonight.
I dropped in to say goodbye to both of you. Wish you happy hunting. Canada, isn't it?
Yes. I do my hunting in Canada. Have a drink, Mr. Orman?
No, thanks.
John, don't you think you're having too many drinks?
No. Well, you're wasting one of your goodbyes, Mr. Orman. My wife isn't going with me. Oh, excuse me, there's old Charlie Henderson. Gotta see him before he gets too tight. Sorry you can't stay for my party, old man. I'll see you again, no doubt. Good night.
Oh, darling, I adore you. Forgive me for doubting you.
Of course.
Love me.
Love you.
Then you're coming with me.
What?
We'll go to Rio, we'll get married.
Well, darling, John will hear you.
In his condition? Oh, operator, Murray Hill, 7576.
Who are you calling?
My manager. Got a little news for him.
What news, Paul?
Kiss me. I adore you. Blindly, stupidly, madly. Oh, hello, Ben? Yeah, it's me. Now, listen carefully. What? Magnificent notices, huh? Better than who? Olivier. Ha-ha. Poor Larry. It's very interesting. Now, look, Ben, I want you to close the play. Post the notice immediately, yeah? Yeah, padlock the theater. I'm leaving the city.
Paul, close a hit.
Darling, you're worth 1,000 hits. Oh, no, Ben. I'm in my right mind. Yeah, close it. Pay everybody off and get me 2 tickets on the Clipper for Rio. For tomorrow, yeah. And a wedding present. Goodbye.
I can't believe it.
I'll make you believe it. Every hour, every day that you're with me, I... Oh, Mr. Holloway.
Thought you were going, Orman.
John.
I was looking for you, Madeline. Party's becoming a bore. Too many drunk.
We were talking about Paul's play. It opened tonight.
Oh, yes. Madeline, I was rather hoping you'd changed your mind about Canada.
I'm afraid not, dear.
Oh. I don't see how you could resist it. Best shooting in the world, if you're looking for moose. Right, Mr. Orman?
So they say.
Ever hunted moose, Mr. Orman?
No.
Maybe you'd like to come with me.
John, you're drunk.
Don't exaggerate. Tell you what I'll do with you, Orman. I'll let you use my favorite gun. Have you seen my collection? Come on in the den. I'll show it to you.
Quite a trophy room.
This is my favorite gun. I call him Colonel Johnson. He's never failed me.
How are you, Colonel?
Charming fellow. The Colonel?
Always wanted to talk to you, Orman. You won't mind if I overhaul the Colonel. He needs a little sprucing up.
Not if you point the Colonel the other way.
John, please be careful with that gun.
My dear, the Colonel's not loaded. I may be trifle, but not the Colonel. Last year I knocked over 3 moose. The colonel was only a captain then, but I promoted him after the third moose.
Very fair of you.
John, we've got to get back to the party. They'll be missing us.
Not a chance. Not as long as the champagne holds out. Uh-huh. The trigger's a little sticky. I'm surprised at you, Colonel Johnson. Ever use guns, Orman?
Only on the stage.
Shoot 'em?
Not with real bullets, no. In the theater, we prefer blanks.
Oh, this is ridiculous. You can fix your stupid guns in the morning, John.
No.
But I haven't danced with you this evening yet. Come on, won't you?
I dislike dancing, quite violently.
For heaven's sake, put down that gun, John.
Madeline, I think perhaps you'd better leave.
I have no secrets from my wife. She may have from me, though. You know how women are. But men. Well, a man is usually full of truth and honor. That is, most men. An actor can get along without much truth and honor.
An actor can get along without anything, Mr. Holloway. Except a good play.
That's well put. Oh, Armin, sorry I missed your show. Been reading the out-of-town reviews. Said in the papers you get killed in it.
At the very end of the very last act.
Couldn't make up their minds any sooner, huh? I understand a woman shoots you.
Yes. The woman I love.
Whose wife is she? In the play.
John.
You know, I'm terribly curious. How do you act when this woman points a gun at you? Are you afraid?
No. A little sad, but resigned. I'm drinking a highball.
Have one?
No, thanks.
Don't act afraid, huh? Doesn't sound very real to me.
What would you suggest I do? How would you play it?
Fellow ought to be afraid when a gun's pointing at him.
You said an actor can always get along without truth and honor. But without courage, Mr. Holloway, he'd be a flop. The audience always likes courage. They wouldn't like to see me afraid.
Acting. That's something I never understood about Madeline. Never could figure out if she meant something or was just acting. It's kept me guessing a long time. Marriage is no fun when it turns into a guessing game. Well, Colonel, you've never failed me.
Oh! John!
Oh! You... You took quite a long time about it, Mr. Holloway. I was getting a little nervous.
It was an accident.
Was it?
You saw it, Madeline. I was cleaning my gun. It went off. I thought it wasn't loaded.
Oh, what are you going to do, John? They'll arrest you. They'll take you away. John, why did you do this? He may die. They'll put you in prison. You've got to get away.
You can tell the police it was unintentional. That your husband... And I were the best of friends.
Yes, of course. It was unintentional. I'll tell them. John, call the doctor.
Yes.
No. It's too late for a doctor. The curtain's down. This is the very last. Of the very last act.
No. No, we'll get a doctor. John, darling, I didn't know. I've been stupid. I've been horrible. John, I made you do this.
Accident. Might happen to anyone.
That's right, Madeline. You'll be my witness.
You know I will.
Thank you, Madeline.
Oh! You're not hurt! Oh! Oh, thank heaven!
How'd you like it, Mr. Holloway?
Like what?
My performance. I couldn't resist it. When anybody shoots me, I always fall dead. That scene's my specialty.
You were acting.
An off night for the colonel, huh, Mr. Holloway? I hope you have better luck in Canada. With a moose.
Paulie didn't try to shoot you. It was accidental.
The only accidental thing about it, my dear, was that he missed. You needn't have worried about your wife, Mr. Holloway. She loves you devotedly. Your strong, manly ways Your stalwart bank accounts. Even the moose.
You aren't going to do anything about this?
There's nothing I can do. This performance wasn't for the critics or the public. Merely private theatricals in a gun room, huh? Good night, Madeline. Mr. Holloway. And good night, Colonel. I always know an exit cue when I hear one. Your wife gave me an excellent one tonight.
John, what are you staring at?
Look. The sofa. Where he was sitting.
It has blood on it.
One brief moment for Paul, for Madeline, for John, and for you. Yes, all the world's a stage, and we are the players. We have our entrances and our exits. Good night. Our stars, Gerald Moore and Betty Lou Gerson. Ted Osborne was heard as John. Our director, Joseph Ainley. The NBC Little Theater comes to you from Hollywood. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.